This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This podcast is about the spiritual war that's underway right now. It's a very important podcast because I believe it will shift your thinking and realization of the depths of evil that we are all dealing with. I'll explain more, of course. Thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here, and you can hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. And when we're dealing with people, we say, people who are opposed to our food freedom or health freedom or our liberty, our freedom to speak, our freedom to defend ourselves, when we're dealing with these people, I think we're making a false assumption. We're assuming that they are fully qualified people. We're assuming that they're human beings with a sense of awareness and a sense of self-determination like we have. We're assuming that they have souls like we have. What if we're wrong about that assumption? What if these other individuals who appear to be soulless and appear to be anti-freedom and anti-liberty and anti-truth, what if they're not? What if they're bodies and biological systems without souls? Now, the reason this is a reasonable question to ask is because the very idea of self-awareness breeds the idea of freedom and liberty, the fact that we are self-aware, the fact that we can think for ourselves, and the fact that we are aware of our ability to think automatically leads us to support things like individual liberty or food freedom, food choice, medical freedom. The constitutional freedoms are many great examples of things that we would support: the freedom to think for ourselves, the freedom to speak for ourselves, the freedom to defend our bodies against violent aggressors using the Second Amendment, for example. These are all freedoms that they flow naturally from a sense of self-awareness. But what if you take away that sense of self-awareness? What if you actually take away the soul from someone and they end up not being human, but being biological bags or vessels that are not inhabited by a soul? They're essentially now, you might call it hardware to be programmed. And the programming, of course, is accomplished through the mainstream media, or legacy media, as it's called now. The programming is accomplished through social conformity, social media obedience, through, of course, public school indoctrination. What if in every classroom of children, you have some of them who are actually alive human beings with a sense of self-awareness and actual souls, and then you have others who are soulless biological bags being programmed, and that their responses are really not stemming from self-awareness or self-thought, but actually simply regurgitation of programming. You can program, or they can program biological beings to, quote, to spout almost anything. What if it's like an artificial intelligence? In other words, you know how they have AI systems that can simulate human conversation, they can simulate thinking, and they can be convincing to many people. What if many of these students and so on who are speaking out against liberty and freedoms and the right to self-defense and so on, and what if many of these people working in operations like Google and YouTube that are actively censoring the freedom to think, what if they themselves are biological robot, almost AI systems that have been programmed? You might call it wetware. Not just hardware or software, but wetware. They are neurology, they are flesh and blood. We know that the physical side of them is real, but perhaps they have no souls. Now, what's interesting is many of them believe they have no souls. Perhaps they are more accurate in that than we may have suspected. Perhaps they come to believe they have no souls because they don't have the same sense of self-awareness that you and I have. What if souls don't always make it into the developing fetus? You know, we talk about souls entering the body after conception during the gestation of the baby. And when the baby is born, It is, of course, a living human being. Even before it's born, it has consciousness, awareness. It responds to external stimuli. A baby has even memories and very complex neurology before it's born. But what if in some babies, you know how we have birth defects? You know, something goes wrong. We have a genetic defect sometimes. We have chemical exposure. We have unknown factors even that cause birth defects, even just radiation, low-level radiation. What if there's a soul defect where babies, somehow the soul doesn't get into the body? And that baby is born, and it is a soulless creature that is still on kind of autopilot. So it is programmed by everything around us, you know, the news, the schools, all that stuff. And it regurgitates all that, but it can never think for itself. I've given this a tremendous amount of thought, and I believe that this is actually happening. Because there are so many people now who are pushing ideas that are anti-human. You know, this mass killing that governments carry out. This even David Hogg, this school shooter survivor kid, came out and said that he supports or he celebrates the fact that mosquitoes killed billions of people, in his words, because it's great for the environment. So he's one of these anti-human mass killing advocates, just like Bill Gates thinks that we have to reduce the human population and many others. What if they are not human in the sense that you and I understand humanity being a combination of a body, a mind, and a spirit? You know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Also similar levels in the world of religion. What if in the world of spiritual war, there are some people born without souls? I think that's happening. And I think we're encountering those people, and those people are those who have no empathy. I think the empathy circuit in our mind is not a physical attribute. I think to have empathy, you have to have a soul. To have real compassion for people, you have to have a soul. And if you're born without a soul, you're not really human, even though you can function, you can simulate a human being, but you don't have compassion for others. And these people grow up to be sociopaths and psychopaths and sometimes mass murderers. But you see this sociopathy in many young people today, like David Hogg, who is a fascist in training, a dangerous tyrant, demands everyone conform or be silenced or be destroyed. You can imagine, give him another 20 years and he will demand, he'll command like an army of red shirts that run around literally murdering people that he doesn't like. That's the kind of person he is. I think he's soulless. And I think there are many people like him. And these soulless people tend to climb to positions of high political power because they do that by stabbing others in the back. They do that by not thinking of anyone but themselves. They're narcissists and they're almost all atheists. And like David Hogg is an atheist as well. It's pretty easy to be an atheist if you don't have a soul, because you're not aware of a sense of spirit. You have no self-awareness. You are simply a biological robot. So perhaps in the experience of someone like that, they are correct that for them there is no afterlife. Does that make sense? They have no soul, so they have no afterlife. For them, life does end upon death, and there is no surviving spirit or soul that goes on because they are not even fully qualified humans. They're not aware. They're not salient beings. They do not have souls. This is crucial to understand in the way that we deal with these so-called people. When we understand that they are simulations, they are wetware artificial systems that can mimic human beings, but they aren't human on the inside. It helps us understand why they think the way they do and why they talk the way they do and why they're so vicious and evil. I think that many of the most evil leaders throughout world history have probably been soul defect individuals who were born without souls. And many of those people, of course, went on to become mass murderers. What does it matter to them? Killing billions of people if they don't even believe that anyone has a soul. You see? It's fascinating. When those of us who believe in divinity and we believe in the spirit, we believe in the soul, we believe in God, we understand that there's more to our existence than just this life. We understand that in many ways this life is a training ground to determine who you are, to find out how much courage you have and whether you're willing to fight for the protection of life and to fight for that which is good, to fight for divine principles, for example. Or are you just going to roll over and become an exploited puppet of evil? And in this world, there's a lot of evil. There are soulless people. And there's also, I believe, one other category. Oh, and by the way, real quick, the soulless people, I think you can refer to them as NPCs, non-player characters. When we all used to play Dungeons and Dragons and all those role-playing games, we had NPCs that were characters in the scenario that were controlled by the dungeon master, but they weren't represented by real human beings. So NPCs, I think we have them in the real world, and they don't have souls, and they're controlled by just the indoctrination programming systems, which is media and education and other things like that, culture, you know, movies, comedy, all these things. But the third category we have, I believe, is those who are truly demonically possessed. I believe that demonic possession is real, that it is happening, that it's here now, and it is widespread. And those who seem to be self-aware but commit intense evil upon others, I believe those are demons who have human form. In other words, there's a demon mind inside them. There's a demon awareness or a demon soul. So in summary, I think we have three categories here. I think we've got most people are born as normal humans with a human soul, which means they have empathy and they have compassion and they recognize a sense of self-awareness. And many of them believe in God and believe in religion because it is self-evident from their own experience. The second category is the NPCs, people who have a soul defect and are somehow born without a soul. And they become indoctrinated puppets, tools of the system. And they are simulating being human, but they're not really human through and through. They don't have a soul, and their life does end upon death because there's no non-physical part of them that survives. In other words, they don't go to heaven or hell, which is interesting because they do not exist as conscious beings. And then the third category is, of course, those who are demonically possessed. And there are quite a number of those. Those are ones who are seething with evil. They become, sometimes they become very powerful individuals because they have the support of the satanic forces in society, which include most of the globalists, people like George Soros. Many of the people on the left have satanic ties. They're into sacrificing children and drinking blood of children and all this weird ritualistic, demonic, satanic stuff. They're into that. And it's quite evident how much evil they have. And their goal in this world is to destroy life and destroy good, because they're working for Satan. They're working for demons. They are demons. So if you begin to look at the world in this way, to understand these three categories of individuals that you will encounter, the real divine humans, the NPCs or the drones, and then the actual demons in human form, suddenly the world around you starts to make a lot more sense. Suddenly you begin to see people for what they are, and you can sort out individuals pretty quickly based on their belief system. One simple way to do that is to ask them, do you believe in the human soul or spirit, or do you believe that you are conscious and self-aware? And if they answer no, that's probably because they are soulless, because they don't have any evidence of that in their own artificial existence. And so they're answering you truthfully. And to tell them something like, oh, you have a soul, and you know, you are a non-physical being as well as a physical being, and you have a spirit, to tell them that is useless because that may not be true for them. This is really crucial to understand. A lot of people run around trying to convince everybody else that there's a God when in that person's experience, there is no God because there is no consciousness, there is no soul, they were born without souls. And then dealing with true evil, it's also easier to identify them with this model to understand that what if in some of those cases where the soul is missing from the unborn child, that it's actually then occupied by a demonic force, an evil force, looking for bodies to occupy. Now, I don't know how all this works, but I can tell you that there are many priests right now who actively perform exorcisms all across our world, and this is happening every day. So there is, even throughout mainstream religion, there is a widespread recognition that demonic forces or demons can inhabit and occupy the bodies of individuals. That is well known. That is well known. It's widely understood, and it's probably more common than you might suspect. So don't think for a moment that this is some outlandish conversation. This is actually, in fact, it's reflected throughout most of the world religions. You go into Buddhism and Hinduism, and even indigenous culture religions throughout, for example, South American rainforest cultures. The idea of a spirit, of a soul, is universal throughout almost every major religion. And this idea of atheism, not believing in souls and not believing in God, is actually the aberration in terms of what most people believe around the world. And it's fascinating to me that atheism has become popular in this Western culture that decries the existence of God. At the same time, these people are demanding massive depopulation, eugenics, infertility vaccines being pushed on African women. They're investigating weaponized genetic, what's called genetic doomsday weapons, so they can target certain groups with genetic infertility and extinction. These are demonic ideas. These are evil ideas. So anytime you encounter someone who is anti-life, who is opposed to humanity's continued existence on the planet, you know, people who support depopulation and eugenics, people who do not believe in your right to have access to food, they're anti-food freedom, they're anti-medical freedom, and they're anti-freedom across the board. They don't believe you have a divine right to self-defense, for example. These people are either soulless or they are demonically possessed. And now that you understand that, or at least have heard that, I invite you to think about it. I know this is probably a lot to swallow here. I've been thinking about this for a long time, and it's worth your consideration because it explains a lot, and it will give you a whole new way to look at the world around you. I've got a couple of websites on this. Evil.news is one. Evil.news documents all of the intense evil happening today. And then we've also got antichrist.news. Not a lot on there yet, but as more and more antichrist activity continues to rise up around society, more Satan worship, which the abortionists are very happy to do. You know, all the pro-abortion people, well, not all of them, but many of the pro-abortion people are pro-Satan, and they actually worship Satan, and they have the Church of Satan and all that, because they're anti-life. They love to murder babies. This is their goal. This is part of what they're here for. But we'll be covering more of that on antichrist.news. So check out these websites, and remember, if you have a sense of self-awareness, then you may be different from the others who are either soulless biological bags or demonically possessed individuals who are here to commit evil with intention. That's their goal. So keep in mind that there is a spiritual war underway, and that the goal of the demonic possessed individuals is to destroy life and destroy God and to destroy anyone who worships love and light and liberty. That is an important message to remember. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger. Check out my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. And I've got an upcoming website, a free speech video site called real.video. So sign up there for a content channel. It launches July 4th, Independence Day. Thank you.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.